Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rockets looked like they had the two seed sewn up by 15 against the Oklahoma City Thunder on Tuesday night. They lose on a last second shot by Paul George. And then a few hours later get bumped down to the four seed because of a last second shot by Mo Harkless. But wait, there's more. The Rockets were idle last night, but both Portland and Denver, the two and the three seed, were in action. Denver was losing by 11 points late in the game to Minnesota at home. They went on to win. Portland was losing at home to Sacramento by 28 points. They win. So it looked for a while last night like the Rockets might get the two or the three seed again, and they didn't. And now they sit at the four seed. So we'll talk plenty, I'm sure, not just today, but as we move on. They're going to play the Utah Jazz. Tip time is 8:30 on Sunday night. So make a note, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, you're a fan of Billions, there will be decisions to be made come 8 o'clock on, really come 8:30 on Sunday
At least the
night.
Masters will be over.
The Masters will be, barring some crazy playoff, the Masters will be over. I know you're not a Game of Thrones guy, Rich. You're a Game of Thrones guy, Clint. How do you intend on handling this on Sunday?
First of all, I wish I were in Rich's shoes relative to not being a Game of Thrones guy, and I could start at 6:02 today and start binge watching and try to catch up,
because I mean I don't even know if there's enough hours.
I don't know if there's enough hours, but I would love the challenge. If I were not a Game of Thrones guy,
We're about 72 hours away.
Knowing what I know now, Sean, that would be a beautiful 72 hours of my life if I were to try to catch up.
But definitely final season, right?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. You need to do
some prequels coming
out. I bet you can't, Richie Rich.
So, Game of Thrones and social media. These are your two homework assignments for me today.
Yeah, man. Look, and if you'd have came at me, Rich, if you'd have came at me.
Why not have him trimmed down to 190 pounds by Sunday?
If you'd have came at me with Game of Thrones 6 months ago, I'd have been like, get the hell out of here. I ain't watching that stuff. And then I got hooked, and it was on. It was on. So, yeah, no, I'm definitely a Game of Thrones guy. My girl's having a party, a Game of Thrones party, which is...
So she's down with it.
She's the one that got me to try it again. I tried it once. Saw the very first... by myself, sat at home, popped it on the TV. Boom, I started watching it. And that very first scene where the guys walk over the hill and they get attacked by... At the time, I didn't know what the heck it was. Mm-hmm. Right? They get attacked. They get torn into pieces. And I'm thinking, what is this?
This is just some wizard show.
So I backed off.
Graphic violence.
It's pretty violent, but then you. I mean, no more than like I watched The Punisher over the last few weeks, and no more. I mean, he there's more blood and guts in that thing than anything you've ever watched. But then fast forward about 3 years later, Lauren's like, hey, you gotta give it a shot, and she just stayed on me, and I finally gave it a shot. And the next thing you know, I didn't see her for about a week because I was nose deep in
things
in
you'll
Game
do
of Thrones.
For love.
So yeah, no, I would imagine that I'm not the kind of guy to leave a party to go watch the Rockets.
Right. So I wouldn't have guessed you were.
Yeah, there's not too many things rank up. You know, the party, all the family will be there. A lot of the family will be there that watches the show. Now there is one.
I couldn't watch Game of Thrones in a room full of people. There'd be too much chatter going on.
Well, now there's a good chance I'm going to get pissed and have to tell a couple of them shut up and don't talk.
Can you do that? Can you put it on Facebook Live?
Yeah,
I'd love to watch you telling people to screw off.
Just don't ever do that during this show.
Well, yeah, right. No, I would never do such a thing.
What were you going to say, Clint?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's my fault.
Buzzkill. Buzzkill. But yeah, no, I'll have a hard time leaving the party. I'd have a hard time leaving the party.
I'm the I don't remember guy.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, yeah. I got hit
Rich
a few times.
Rich for joining the club.
I got hit a few times. You didn't.
Rich was the call. He coughed on you before the show.
You do have an excuse.
Yeah. Just real quick, the easy way to handle this, people, if you're a Game of Thrones and a Rocket fan, this is the right answer to the question. Start watching Game of Thrones at 8 o'clock. DVR the Rockets game. Rockets game ain't tip until about 8:40, 8:45 anyways. I know it says 8:30. Watch all of Game of Thrones and then start your DVR'd version of the Rocket game from the beginning, fast forward through commercials and free throws, and you'll be caught up by, I would say you'll be caught up by the middle of the second quarter of the game. You'll be watching it live with everybody else.
Makes sense.
That's a plan if I've ever heard one. I'm in on that deal.
Game of Thrones, you have to watch live because there's, for me at least,
yeah,
barring turning my phone off completely, there's too great a chance that it'll get spoiled for me. And I'm not talking about Twitter. I'm talking about like a friend,
yeah,
or a relative going, oh my God, did you see blah, blah, blah? I can't have that.
Yeah, see, nobody knows that I like it enough to where they would text me things during the show.
Unfortunately, but I do a radio show every day.
Right, yeah, unfortunately. Some of the best, though, is like I do a lot of training at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I would train quarterbacks until about 9 and then drive home as fast as I can to get in front of my DVR to watch Game of Thrones. But I think this Sunday I'm going to make an exception. No training, Game of Thrones only.
There you go.
I think the assignment for the Rockets is actually a compliment to how the NBA feels about the Rockets. I mean, Sunday night primetime arguably is the best slot of the entire weekend of 8 opening games. Now, Saturday night primetime is predictably the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
But Sunday night primetime historically is a bigger TV night than Saturday night primetime. So, I mean, they've put the Rockets in a very, very high exposure spot.
Yeah, yeah. Some of it probably helps. They're playing a team that's in the Mountain Time Zone. You're definitely going to be at night if you're the Rockets against, well, not definitely, but in all likelihood. But I do think the Rockets are one of those teams.
Yes.
They're one of the marquee.
They're a marquee team, no question.
They're one of the marquee teams in the league. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. Just a general thought in watching a lot of Portland and Laker and Minnesota and Denver and Sacramento basketball over the last 2 or 3 nights, more than I usually do, and especially this time of year where you really start, you know, you're starting to see some teams that are pretty sad sack kind of teams that are just playing out the string. I'm watching this, and I'm going, I know it's probably 4 or 5 years away at least, maybe longer, but I am dreading the post James Harden Houston Rockets. Chances are the Rockets, when James Harden is either done being good or done altogether, the Rockets, in all likelihood, and I'm not saying this because they're a bad organization, because they're a good organization, and Daryl Morey, I think, is a great general manager, but it's really hard to find the James Hardens of the world. And when the Rockets lost Yao Ming to injury and Tracy McGrady to injury and just age, they went through about 3 or 4 years that were tough to watch. Now, they actually stayed relatively competitive in those years. They weren't
pretty
a playoff
miraculous
team, but they were, you know, they were 500 or above at least. But I'm watching this. I'm going, someday this is going to be the Rockets, and it's going to be, and I know there's a lot, Clint, that you feel like James Harden has to prove to you, but beyond a shadow of a doubt, he is a player.
Harden's still in his 20s, technically, and you're already thinking about this.
No, as I'm watching these teams, I'm going, this would be miserable to be a fan of one of these teams. And I'm thinking to myself, someday, not anytime soon, but someday, as a Rocket fan, it happens to every team. It's happening to the Lakers and the Knicks. It happens to great franchises.
So I was going to say, not that it's ever going to get that bad, or you hope it doesn't, but how would you like to be a Laker fan the last week?
Right.
About the last 6 years. They haven't been in the playoffs in 6 years.
Yeah, this is kind of my point. With Magic, stepping down, and I mean, LeBron's more worried about, which is, I get it. I understand the situation, but he's having more fun in Miami at D Wade's final game than he had at any of the Laker games.
Yeah.
It's just, golly. Are we in a day and age, though, Sean, where if you're willing to pay these guys, they'll come? I mean, Houston has got to be a, I mean, they were in a LeBron conversation, obviously Carmelo. I mean, there's just guys would love to play in Houston. So would it ever be a problem that once he's gone, finding another superstar that wants to play in Houston?
Probably not.
Knowing Daryl Morey, no.
Well, Daryl Morey's acumen to go get one, I'm not worried about. But what you're talking about is the ability to sell somebody on coming here.
Yeah.
You know, the draft is a crapshoot. Will they draft one? Maybe. You know, they stumbled into Clint Capella with the 25th pick. You know, like, it's, and I'm not saying Capella's a franchise player, but I'm just saying the draft is a crapshoot, and the Rockets are, barring some sort of unforeseen just unicorn, they're not going to find their next star player post-Harden via the draft, because they're, unless Tillman Fertitta is okay with a team tanking, unlike Leslie Alexander. Leslie Alexander was not okay with that.
No.
Then the Rockets are going to find their next great player after Harden in several years through some sort of deal. Now, keep in mind, they didn't sell Harden on coming here and signing as a free agent. They traded for him.
Right, you know, and then they had to make a deal. And then signed him to the big deal. And, Sean, that's the way I choose to look at it. I mean, you're right. Inevitably, that day is going to come. But he's still 29 years old. He's under contract for four more years. I think Rockets fans should be celebrating the fact that he's definitely not going anywhere for at least four more years. That contract's going to take him to age 33, and who knows what happens after that. But as much of an Iron Man as he is, always answering the bell, and as at a high the high level of play that he gives Rockets fans, I'd be celebrating the fact that not anytime soon is he going anywhere.
Yeah, that's and I guess that's the flip side to it, Rich. As I'm watching, let me just the emotions I'm getting watching these horrible teams. I'm going, thank God that I don't have to watch one of these teams every night. This is a miserable, miserable experience. I got to thinking about, okay, could this happen to the Rockets someday? Just to be clear, I slept okay after those games were over. Like, right. I got my 8 hours in. I was all right. Like, right. I didn't obsess over it. But it's interesting because Harden, you know, for a guy, he sit there and go, boy, I thank God we have James Harden. He still has detractors that, and we did a whole segment on it earlier, and you brought it up, Clint. I know you're not like a hardcore Harden hater, but there's still holes in his resume that some people, for them, it's non-negotiable. He has to fill these holes in his resume before they consider him an all-time
look,
great.
Look, if he puts his, all he's got to do is put his foot on somebody's throat in a must-win situation.
For you.
In a critical game. Yeah. There's no arguing where he ranks, how talented he is, what he can do for an organization. Hell, I'll go a step further and say his style of play, barring some freak injury, is going to allow him to play longer at an elite level than you know. You watch Russell Westbrook and you go, damn, at some point he's got to run out of gas.
Yeah.
You know, you watch Harden and you go, this dude's going to be able to do this till he's 50.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, look, if he puts his foot on somebody's throat and wins, and I'm not saying he has to win at all, but just go be the reason why the Rockets win an important game on when the stage is the biggest and the lights are the brightest, and I'm good. I'm in your corner.
Yeah, I think he's the biggest reason they won 65 last year and the biggest reason they're a real contender this year. Again, just on those 4 years I just referenced, Sean, moving forward, they paid him a little over $30 million in base salary this year. Starting next year, the base salaries are $38, $41, $44, and $47 million.
James Harden.
So cap management is obviously going to be something that we can talk about and will be a factor moving forward with that number just getting so much exponentially bigger and bigger.
With him and Paul, they're going to be operating over the cap for the next 5 years. That's just a fact. Their thing is going to be avoiding the luxury tax. They're going to be way over the cap.
For sure.
Way over the cap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.